Russian propagandists from the so-called Luhansk People's Republic, LPR, have prepared a multi-page document entitled, Structural Plan of the Lesson on the Topic, My History, by September 1. It is planned that schoolchildren in the temporarily occupied territories will start studying it in the new academic year. According to the main Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine, the proposed plan is a collection of pseudo-historical facts. It almost verbatim repeats the propaganda speeches of Russian TV ideologues. Ukraine was created by Lenin. The Ukrainian language does not exist. All Ukrainian heroes are criminals. Ukraine must be destroyed. Most of the quotes from the mentioned document contradict not only historical facts, but also common sense. The West, which feels like the world's geopolitical periphery, seeks to undermine the unity and stability of the heartland, Russia. More than 80% of its citizens belong to one triune nation. They are Russians, Great Russians, Ukrainians, Little Russians, and Belarusians, Eastern Slavs, the heirs of ancient country, baptized in Chersonese by Prince Volodymyr. For reference, the baptism of Rus took place in Kyiv. Volodymyr was baptized in Chersonese. Ancient Rus, the Russian Empire and modern Russia were destined to become the heir of the Great Byzantium, which was once the center of the entire civilized world, had the greatest culture and deep religious tradition. The centers of early Russian statehood emerged. The northern one, in Old Ladoga and the future Novgorod, and later the southern one, in the future Kyiv. For reference, both Russian cities are younger than Kyiv. Hrushevsky began to construct a Ukrainian historical myth revolving around Halychyna and to publish a newspaper in Ukrainian for each issue of which he invented several new, Ukrainian, words. The Bolsheviks decided to create their own Ukraine, but in a communist manner. This is how, Ukraine named after Vladimir Lenin, was born. The Ukrainian language was imposed on people by force. For reference, the Soviet authorities continued the policy of the Russian Empire and purposefully restricted the use of the Ukrainian language. There were many who wrote in Ukrainian for career reasons, for example, the future General Secretary of the Central Committee of the CPSU, the long-term head of the USSR, Leonid Ilyich Brezhnev, was written as Big Russian in the questionnaires of the 1920s, and as Ukrainian in the questionnaires of the 1930s and 1950s. For reference, the only nationality that contributed to a career in the Soviet Union was Russian. Post-war Soviet Ukraine was quietly engrossed in this evil, which was inflated by foreign propaganda, which was especially practiced by the Banderites who settled in Canada. The transformation of Ukraine into anti-Russia was carried out by the Ukrainian authorities under direct pressure from the USA, the EU and NATO. The tense struggle, which requires the giving of all forces, cannot but end in victory and the liberation of our lands and our people from the terror of the Bandera people. Therefore, one of the first tasks after the restoration of legal Ukrainian power in the temporarily occupied lands will be the establishment of a civilized system of secondary and higher education. Natalia Toleb.